Downtown Country's Wednesday Drive. Darius Rucker with Wagon Wheel, and the man joins us now. Darius, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. So you're performing at Dublin's 3 Arena on Sunday the 12th of March. It's the third and final day of this year's Country to Country Festival. Also on the bill that day, Dan and Shay, Hunter Hayes and the legendary Reba McEntire. Now, I spoke to Reba a few weeks ago and she's really looking forward to it. How are you feeling about it?
Dublin's one of my favourite places to play. If you ask any member of Hootie the Blowfish what the best show we've ever played, we all say a show that happened in Dublin in 95. So that's one of my favourite cities in the world to play.
You played the very first C2C in London back in 2013. And now looking back, you know, it's crazy both how quickly the scale of the event and popularity of country music has grown in the UK and Ireland. Are you surprised at how fast it's all moved?
No. I think once people got a taste of it, you know, as a community, we want to keep nurturing it, you know, with C2C and everybody going over there and trying to play clubs and all that other stuff, just because, you know, it's doing so well and we want it to keep doing well.
Country music, it's almost more now sort of pop R&B, pop rock, isn't it?
That's a good thing about country music, is it can be, you know, pop R&B or it could be dirt country or it could be, you know, a little rocking. And that's the great thing about it, that you can have all that in one genre of music.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, Hootie and the Blowfish were a massive worldwide band, but when you played the very first Country to Country for the first time, as a solo country artist, were you at all a wee bit anxious about how you'd be received? Because obviously the O2 is such a massive venue.
Yes. When I hit the stage and everybody stood up, I was shocked. I'm not going to lie to you. It was shocking to me because, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know how country music was going to translate. We didn't know what the crowd were going to be like. You know, they were definitely on reserve. They were there to have a good time and dance and party, and it was like I couldn't wait to get back. I'm just so excited to be going back.
Yourself and Brad Paisley, you played the Olympia Theatre back in 2011, and I was there. You got a great reception, and that's it, because we don't get it so often. So when we get it, we go ballistic for it, you know?
That's why we love coming over there. That's why, like, every year I'm trying to talk my manager and let's do something in Europe. And, you know, I've gotten lucky. I've gotten to do it every other year, but it's like I love coming over there and playing because, like you said, you know, you got fans over there, and when they want to see you, and they don't see you very often, so when they see you, they let go.
I've got to tell you, my favourite track of yours is Comeback Song, which I know you wrote with Casey Beathard and Chris Stapleton. Did you have any idea he would one day become the star he is today?
Oh, yeah. I always knew Chris was going to be a superstar. We've been friends for years, and it's funny you said that because I almost didn't cut Comeback Song. It was the last song I wrote for the record. I went in, all three of us were tired, and I think the only reason all three of us were there is because we had so much respect for each other, nobody would cancel. We got there, and we just came up with Comeback Song, and I liked it a lot. I loved it. But then he sang the demo, and every time I would listen to the demo, I would go, man, I can't sing like that. I'm not going to cut it. And, of course, you know, number one later, that they were right. But Chris was, yeah, I always knew Chris was going to be a star.
Downtown Country Drive. Darius Rucker there. Good evening. If you're just joining us, I'm Stuart Banford, chatting to the man himself. And of course, Darius, the song that really got your solo career going was your version of Wagon Wheel. But is it true that initially you weren't that keen on recording the song?
No, I was keen on recording it. My producer wasn't. My oldest daughter was having a high school talent show, and I'm there, and the faculty, I mean, I'm talking about some teachers, the janitor, had a band, and they got up there. I'd known Wagon Wheel forever and never thought of it as a country song because the Oak Hill version is so perfect. Such a bluegrass song. I love it. And they were playing it with drums and, you know, and everything and a slide and a fiddle. And I was like, man, that's country right there. Right there on the spot, I texted Frank. I was like, you know, remember that Wagon Wheel song? He was like, yeah. He's like, you know, a lot of people have cut that. I don't think we should cut it. And I texted him back. I said, hey, man, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. I'm cutting Wagon Wheel. And he was like, oh, okay. We got it.
Whose idea was it to get Lady Antebellum on it?
That was my idea. I was on tour with those guys, and Charles Kelly is my best friend in the business. And I just thought, Lady Antebellum, I just thought the singing backgrounds. My whole idea was I wanted Otis Redding singing with the Jordanaires, was what I kept thinking, you know. And they came in and killed. I mean, I really didn't think it was a hit until they got on it. When I first heard it, I thought, cool, last song on the record would be cool. And then when they got on it, I thought, wow, this might be a monster.
Yeah. I think Charles's solo album is probably the most underrated album of last year.
Agreed. I love that record.
The last track, Leaving Nashville, I mean, that should have been a single.
I agree with you 500%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should have been a single. I was shocked it wasn't a single. I mean, the singles were good, but that song I thought would have been huge.
Are you aware of an Irish country singer called Nathan Carter?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you've heard his version of Wagon Wheel?
Absolutely, I have. Absolutely.
That's very cool, because I kind of guessed that you wouldn't, and then I had this image of you playing country to country in Dublin and just singing that song and the roof coming off and you going, what the hell's going on? Because, I mean, over here, he's like Luke Bryan over here. He's huge, you know?
Awesome, yeah. Try to get him to come out and sing it with me.
Oh, man, he would love that.
I'd love that. So I'm going to try to get in touch with him. I am.
Cool.
Give him my number if you still got it. Ask him to call me. I'd love to talk to him.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Listen, I was going through your back catalogue last night, and obviously there's been a clear evolution in your sound. And with the current single, What If I Told You, one of the most mature, well-written songs I've heard in a long time, man.
Thank you very much, man. Yeah, that song is about as real as it gets for me. I think it's something everybody would want to say in that situation, but wouldn't say.
Yeah.
When you get to the payoff, would you love me anyway? Man, that's real.
Yeah. And I love the fact that, like, as a lead single, most people try and come out with, like, a real sort of punch. But when that track comes on, you can't help but sort of sit and hang on every single word, you know?
Oh, thank you, man. I agree, though. I think it's a great song.
And would you say that's a good indication of the upcoming album?
Yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be a little more mature. It's going to be fun. I got this great song, this old driving and crying song that I cut called Straight to Hell with Charles Kelly and Luke Bryan. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool, yeah. Huh? When's the album likely to be released?
The end of March.
You're probably tired of answering this question, but I'm sorry, I have to ask you. Back in 2015, Hootie and the Blowfish reunited for a performance on The Late Show with David Letterman, and I know that you guys do an annual charity event in Charleston. You've spoken in the past about a possible album and a tour. Is that likely to happen anytime soon, or is country still the main focus?
Country's still the main focus, but we're talking about it. It probably won't be next year. We're going to do another record and do one last big tour, you know, go all around the world and have a good time together again. So, yeah, it's going to happen.
That's cool. So, Darius, you're performing on the final day of this year's Country to Country at Dublin's 3 Arena. That's the 12th of March, and we're going to play out with the current single, if you'd like to introduce it.
Cool, yeah. This is my new single called If I Told You.
What if I told you about my little nothing town, the two-room house where I came from, the man that I got my name from, I don't even know where he is now.